I'm ready.
It's 3 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Turn on the light so that they're supposed to be quiet. No, not that light.
She ain't gonna. You gotta plug the light on the outside.
No, push the button down by your feet.
Push the button down on the inside of the room.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me. But the power cable was unplugged from it and laying across the chair.
Why was that?
I don't know. I thought you'd done it. So I put it right back across the chair and didn't even touch it.
We're live.
You guys, welcome to Insane Asylum.
That's why we call it Insane Asylum.
You guys have been live for the last minute.
Hey, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Today we are doing a table talk and movie review.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing table talk. There's
We're talking about the whole weekend. And the funny thing that's funny events that had happened to us this weekend.
He is funny. He's very funny.
Valentine's Day. I mean, oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. I know it's
late
a little,
Valentine's
I know it's
Day.
A
it
late.
Is the 16th.
You know,
I know it's a little late, but hey.
You're 2 days late. What the hell's wrong with you?
We were having fun.
I was out of town for Valentine's Day, so.
Did you just hear what he said?
I don't even know if I want to know.
You missed that. Funny to see her reaction.
Want me to say it again? Or you want to wait until she watches the video again?
Wait until she walks into it.
I'm such a dick. But anyway. So, anything exciting happened to you, Joe? Has it been really exciting for you, Joe?
Your audio is set really loud and something.
Well, that's
bad.
Because I am loud. But you know what? I tried to tell him that we needed to check these mics before we started.
I thought that
and he did thought. Not even bother.
You guys could have started in 5 minutes alone when you are ready.
So, yeah, hey, it's not my fault. I actually said fucking check how they sound. No, he didn't. Oh, and that's right. He was playing with the gain switches.
No, he was playing with the slides.
Yeah, that's the gain. That's or the part of the. Well, anyway, he was playing with the slides and he turned them up, pushed them up, and said, "These don't matter."
Mark, in particular, I think.
That's because I'm loud. I'm always loud. Should have seen me at the meet and greet yesterday. I was the loudest one up there whenever they asked for introductions. I've always been loud. I can't help myself.
How's that, guys?
I don't know. I can always bring my mic a little further away, like this, if that helps. Because I am a loud person. I can't help it. I like being loud. But then I can actually start talking like this if you want me to.
No. Then nobody
lights,
can hear you.
We turn lights way down low. And I start talking like this.
Ashley says it's better.
And then maybe we can.
Mark sounds way better.
Now maybe we can actually start talking about sex.
Well, that's because I turned his gain down and I fixed the slides that Joe was working. Moved. Okay, anyway, so Joe, what happened to you this weekend?
He's over here telling me anything goes, man.
So anyway, Friday, our little trip starts out Friday, Valentine's Day.
Not my trip. This was not me. Me and Lisa stayed at home.
Not only was it Valentine's Day.
Watched a movie or two, I think. And then I passed out. Because I was tired.
All right.
Say
your thing, Joe.
Tanya and I have been married about 10 years.
Yes, that is true. Tanya has put up with this bozo for 10 years.
Nobody asked you.
I don't know if I would ever have the will and fortitude to put up with this bozo on a daily basis, 24/7, for 10 years.
You're lucky. It's hard enough.
It's hard enough to be over here. It's hard enough to be over here putting up with him on the weekends whenever I come over.
Anyhow,
go ahead.
At least I ain't freaking out like he does. Anyhow, we go out to eat. We had a really nice dinner, except for the fucking wait. Was ever forever. It only took an hour. Yeah, it only took an hour, but considering it was Valentine's Day, you know, you got to give them a kind of a slide there.
Told me we were going to be there about 4:30.
So we go out to eat. We got back to the hotel because we stayed in the hotel because we had that Wisconsin podcast mixer thing on Saturday that we went through. And I'm sitting there and I'm in the hotel, we're watching TV, and I look down at my hand, and the next thing I know, my wedding band was missing. So I not only lose my wedding band and lost it on Valentine's Day, it was also our anniversary too. Oh yeah? Yeah. That was Tanya's idea, Ashley.
What?
She likes this, and she threw me because she didn't say Harley Quinn. She just said Harley, and I'm thinking
there's a reason why the poster's back there.
Yeah, we got a reason for the poster.
There's a reason for that. We just haven't got to that yet.
Anyway,
don't worry about it.
That's a little later.
Go on with your story.
It's cool though, isn't it?
I lost track. Why don't you finish?
So anyway. We stayed in the hotel that night, and he had a hard time sleeping because he lost it. And Saturday morning, when we woke up, we went to the mall because we had, right before we went back to the hotel, we went to Target in Middleton, and we went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods at West Town Mall.
Some things for our investigations when we go out.
And then I ended up, I walked out of that store, I think, with a fucking stalker, I think. I ended up with a stalker. I mean, the guy.
He's been giving out business cards almost everywhere we go.
Yeah, I've given out so many cards about our website and what we do with the paranormal stuff. This guy got talking to me so much that, and he was following me around until I decided to start walking down the stairs. That's a little sick.
Yeah. He might have wanted to go home with her.
She's been hanging around you too long.
Okay, anyway, so we went to Target, and he had walked in and talked to the service desk, and nobody had found it. We also went into Dick's Sporting Goods to see if anybody had found it, and nobody had found it.
Nope.
later that day, when Texas Roadhouse was open, which is where we went for supper.
Yeah.
I had called to see if anybody found it there, too. And nobody had found it. But while we were at West Town Mall, we actually stopped in Kay Jewelers, and I bought him a new wedding band.
Yeah, you can't see
everybody.
It.
Show everybody, come on.
I can't still show everybody. You can't see it. You can go.
Yeah,
be able
you
to
can.
See it.
You go like that. You put it up like that. Look. You put it up like that. Well, you make sure you're right about here, so you
right
get,
about here.
So you get some light from both screens. See, it's right there.
It ain't showing up. Boy, are we really delayed.
Well, that's the thing.
Okay.
See, there you went. And then there. See,
there you go.
See, look. All right. You can see it. The light was on it just enough where you can see it.
You know, my new rings right now are out being sized, but there is a particular color. The rose gold that's in his ring actually matches the heart on my rings.
Well, there you go.
So they do match.
The only thing we couldn't replace was the sentimental value. No. Of the other one.
So I'm hoping somebody calls because we left our name and number at every place.
Hopefully it'll make it back. Hopefully it'll make it back to me.
It's a good possibility.
No, I didn't.
It was
one of those ones. It was
a gold wedding band
from Walmart.
It was a gold wedding band with some stones, and it did have crosses on it.
What makes it extra special is my mom believed in us so much that she helped pay it off.
To make sure that we were able to keep them.
Yeah.
Basically, Judy believed that she would have the will and fortitude to put up with her son for for as long as she is, and that's why.
Yes.
Which finger was that?
Who was looking down on us every day and keeping us
safe? I thought maybe it went like that, just to show me the ring or something.
You know, this guy's been a pain in my ass since... Oh, we ain't even gonna go how far back.
So...
But now you can go and tell... All right, wait. Now, Saturday...
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
After we did all of that.
Saturday, but yesterday.
After we did all of that.
We met up with Mark and Lisa.
We met up with this bozo and Lisa.
And we went to
I'm being
the
nice to you, of course.
Wisconsin Podcast Mixer.
Yeah, we went to the Wisconsin
which was
Podcast
so
Mixer.
So awesome. We met so many people.
And this asshole decided to be even
me.
More of an asshole.
Well, at one point of the mixer, somebody had made the suggestion that everybody should get up and introduce themselves and say what their podcasts were about. Well, when it got to Mark and Joe, Mark went up there and he actually
up on... The reason Mark went up there is because at first the guy was like, you know, the guy was like calling my name from across the room.
Because...
And I didn't know, and Mark went up there and... Yeah, then the asshole grabs me by the arm and pulls me up with him.
But there's a reason, because of the story that went along with it. Joe had to be up there.
No, I didn't have to be nowhere.
Partly. Anyway, I embarrassed the shit out of him, and I loved it. Every freaking second of it. Because I created a monster.
But the thing is, not many of you know this about Joe. Even though he's behind the camera or in front of the camera, that's different than standing up in front of people. He has a little bit of stage fright.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. But the thing is, we need to work on that.
I am working on you.
Because we found out yesterday, we found out some information yesterday that was awesome.
Do you want me to tell you?
I'm going to let the guys tell you about that.
You want to tell what happened in there?
So, Joe, what happened when they finally got all set up yesterday? What was the information you found out from Allison?
It sounds like we're going to be on the main stage this year.
It sounds like? In other words, they're going to be doing...
No, not sounds like. Now, this is exactly what happened. He went over and he was talking to Allison, and when I walked over there, I kind of caught in the middle of the conversation and was kind of talking.
Allison is a person that started the whole Wisconsin Podcast Association. Allison Phillips,
So she's the one that started the WPA, okay? And it was her. She was a co-founder of it, and her and Katie.
I think it was Katie. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Katie. That's what I remember hearing last year when we were there. Anyway, Allison remembers me because
she remembered me too.
Apparently. Well, she kind of remembered you.
Whatever.
She did. She remembered him. But no, she remembers me because when we were at the festival last year, their first annual podcast awards, WPA podcast awards, I was running around giving out glow bracelets because that's kind of my thing, and then also picking on Katie because that was fun to sell. She kind of brought that on herself with some of the things that she said. Talking about squirrels fucking and shit. So we're talking to Allison here, and she did remember us and everything, and then she just flat out goes, you know what? This year, since you guys are going to be there, you should be up on the main stage and do a podcast live during the awards ceremony things. And that kind of threw him on the floor a little bit. No, she said that we need to do it.
Sounds like it's going to happen.
She wants us to go up and do a live podcast.
And I don't want to diss the guy, but I mean, if I was a live comic, and if Tom and Molly are still listening, if you were a live comic and you were at one of these mixers and you were asked to get up and describe your podcast, but you're a stand-up comic by trade, wouldn't you at least make an attempt to make the audience laugh while you were up there telling who you were and what your podcast was about?
I mean, I would think that you would.
I mean, come on, a good comic at least would.
His new podcast, because he is going to be about space racists. Oh, yeah.
But his still.
Did you guys want to say his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember names.
His name was Joel Malloy.
Joel Malloy. Yeah, he was a good guy.
He said he actually
he was
knows
a good
Tom,
guy.
Funny
Tom
when he sat
and
down
and off the rails.
And he knows the comics that they had on their show.
Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, but I agree with Joe. The guy should have made an attempt at some point there to kind of make the room laugh. Me?
To break the ice.
I'm not even a damn comedian. I'm not, well, some people think I might be, but...
Yeah,
I get up there and I'm just being me, and I actually made the room laugh at least three or four times
when we were up there, because once I got through that little shell there a little bit.
Well, the whole thing, the reason I did it was to break
normal between
the monotony. You know, to kind of, I needed to break a little bit of the atmosphere, so he felt a little more comfortable.
Kind of like breaking the ice.
Yeah. So you break the atmosphere a little bit, and you make the room. You should make the room laugh. Period.
Well,
it don't matter. You should at least
do
something a little something to try and make the room laugh.
Or some type of emotion.
Yeah.
It was a really cool event. There was what was his name? Metal Max.
And his. You know, I never did get one of her cards.
I didn't get all of them either, because I don't think I got
one
from that that retired police officer.
He didn't have
from
one.
California.
He didn't have one.
Yeah, but I wish I could have remembered his name.
He did not have one. And neither did the comedian.
No, but his name was easier to remember, because we share the same first name.
Yeah.
So Max's podcast was...
Ask Max. He talked about metal music
and everything. Okay.
Yes.
And
then there
Jane,
was
Jane.
He was quite
was
a
Jane.
Character.
She was
Jane.
There
she was a te- she's a teacher. She helps parents.
Nope. That's not Jane. No,
that was Laura. That was Laura.
Right. Cernick.
Yes.
Okay.
Jane.
She wants to start a podcast.
Yeah, there were a couple.
I have a few, her card.
There were
it's the only
a few
damn card
people
I
that
retained.
That there
the others
that,
I gave to these guys.
There were a few people there that didn't
but,
have podcasts yet, but they
was a couple that didn't have podcasts. Laura's one of them, and I actually talked to her and I told her, I said, you know, basically, just you find a subject that you're comfortable talking about and that you're passionate about.
And there was a
and
blogger
go
there.
With it.
Blogger was
just
Gabe.
Run with it. Play,
Gabriel.
You know,
Gabriel.
Keep going. You're going to talk about it. You're going to get people interested in it.
Yeah.
Give them that option to actually.
That was
a cop.
You know, listen,
that was a retired cop that I was talking to. I could have sat there and talked to him longer if we all had time.
But yeah, Gabriel, he blogs about all the different podcasts
that are out there.
Now the thing is, see, you got these two wearing their shirts that they had. You know, we got that and that. Well, I don't have my shirt on. I have my other shirt on. Check this. I don't know if you can see it.
I'll let you know in a second. She should be able to let you know sooner. It looks like
you
can see it pretty good over there. Yeah, it looks like it. Cause I
can
see it
the whole
here.
Thing?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had this one made for me. I had a pink one made for Lisa. And I got a purple one that I had made for Kayla, my daughter Kayla, and she's gonna join us on the 21st, but I ain't saying what we're doing.
So,
but I know this much we're gonna have.
I know this person didn't give me, this isn't a paid advertisement, but I do want to give a special shout out to somebody because he's a relative of mine and he deserves a shout out. He's got a service out there for pet owners, mostly dog owners, that if you need to shelter your pet because you're going away for the weekend or something, you might want to check out the Hotel K Kennel. All you got to do is check out, what is it, freebellyrubs.com is the website.
Yeah.
So just give it, he's expanding, and even if you're looking to maybe help pet sit or walk dogs, you might want to check him out because he's looking for help because he's expanding. So, hi, Lee. So anyway, we had a pretty interesting weekend, and we finished it off, and you ready for this?
What did we just say? What did we do last night?
We finished it off. We went to
Flix Brew House
in Easttown Mall. Talk about a different way to have a movie experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. This place is, they brew their own beer right there. It's a real brewery inside the mall.
They have 11 beers that they brew on site.
Okay.
They're not alcohol. They don't serve hard liquor because they don't have a liquor license because of the regulations of the city of Madison. But they brew their own beer, and they're like a little restaurant that has a movie theater in it.
Right.
And they have nine different
screens. Okay.
Ranging from 32 seats up to 180.
Now, they right now, because it's February, I thought this was kind of funny. I'm sitting there, you know, normally you're looking at just a plain tile wall when you're sitting there pissing in the urinal in the bathroom. Some bars, you know, they have the advertisements or the condom machines.
I have to make this comment. Tom went to look up freebellyrubs.com and he got freeubandhugs.com.
No, it's freebellyrubs.com. Think of a dog giving a dog a belly rub. It's freebellyrubs.com. But anyway, I was in there and they were showing a schedule for February. And they had Murray Monday. Bill Murray movies on Mondays all February.
Joe, I just put it up in the comment and it came up with Hotel K Pet Sitting.
Right. That's it. Hotel K Pet Sitting.
Yeah, there.
That's what you want to find.
Yep.
I'm just giving a personal shout out to him because he's got a good cause going there and he's my cousin. And he's worked his ass off to get that far.
He is your cousin. So.
And he's also part of Max Inc. Radio.
Well, he's also still a DJ on one of the radio stations in Madison too?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Cause he's a good guy.
He
went from having his own show on Max Inc. Radio to becoming a DJ.
The history of Jimmy K goes back to a show called The Bastard Den Show, believe it or not. And it was on public radio, public FM radio. So it wasn't like your normal FM station. Yeah. It was a WJJO, wasn't that the Madison Public Radio Station down there attached to Badger?
No, it's WORT.
WORT, that's what it was. He was on WORT.
I actually got asked a few years back to come and do DJing on WORT.
So
Wart Radio.
So
they actually I made a delivery to him when I was working at Dunham or Straight Shot, and it was during Bush's administration, and I went in there, and all the guys in there did not like Bush, and I made this like off the wall crazy comment, you know, just to be funny, and one of the guys heard me. He was in the other damn room, and he freaking heard me. He comes out, he's laughing, he goes, you know, you should come in here and sit in with a couple of us and do some DJing with. I never took him up on it. I should have. It would have been fun as hell. But I never got the opportunity to go back up there and do that because I had too much
crap doing, you know, taking care of and working and getting sent out of town and, you know, on those runs and everything. But yeah, I think it would have been fun to do. And then now, fast forward to where we're at now, and 2 years ago we started this with a single little mic and using Spreaker. Yeah.
And yep. And that was the other thing I was going to mention. Our friend here at Hotel K, Jimmy K, mm-hmm. also helped us out by giving us a mic and mixer boards and stuff to try to help us out. He was
he gave us a lot of advice while we were sitting there. Stuff to try and help us,
you know,
get going with some of this. But yeah.
You know, and that was back when we, you know, back in 2017, he was giving us that advice.
Yeah. And he gave us good advice and stuff. And we've been, so, been trying ever since, and been trying to get people to just have fun with us and do some more stuff.
Okay, so anyway, now back to last night.
Sorry. And,
see, we get off topic.
They get off topic. I have to bring them in.
Well, it's not just off topic. I mean, we
so this
there's
this,
a broad range of topics okay, that we always
right,
talk
right,
about.
I know it. That Flex Brew House.
Flicks.
Whatever.
FLIX.
Flicks Brew House. Okay. Movie mm-hmm. Flicks. I know. I should know this. But anyway.
All right.
You can have a server come out to you while you're watching the movie. And serve you food and drinks while you're watching the movie. Well, we didn't do it either.
We wanted some prairie. Cost like $16-17 to go see a movie for one person.
No,
oh, this was movie, this
last night. It cost us $8.50 a person.
This was and we for a movie theater. Oh my God, Mark!
There,
she started snoring after about 10 minutes.
I know.
The seats were comfortable.
It was kind of boring in the beginning.
The one in Sun Prairie is the same.
Hold on, we're not at that part yet.
Anyway,
it's just because the seats were just really comfortable
at
this place.
Oh my God, they were really comfortable.
I mean,
and it's cool because you're sitting there, and the desk in front of you, it's like a desk,
mm-hmm.
and what they have these pad of paper up on top with a pen. You write down your order, you push this button, and a server will come to you.
It's called silent service.
They will grab that piece of paper, and they will go put your order in. And when it's ready, they will bring it right back to you. But they actually slide out to where you don't even have to scoot up.
They bring the table to you.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
But we didn't eat in the theater.
Well, they bring you your bill
45 minutes before the movie ends. They bring you your bill and you settle up.
Here's the other thing that I thought was interesting. I've never seen this before in a movie theater, and I don't know if other theaters do it or if this is the only one that does it, but it seems like, from what I asked, because I was talking to the one guy for a while we were there, because I was asking about the place. They have you come in and you have to be seated. They start seating you 30 minutes before the movie starts. And if you're not in there on time, they don't let you in. I mean, they're very strict about their rules.
Yeah,
okay?
When they close the doors, they close the doors.
All right. Now what happens next is what you see before the movie isn't a bunch of previews.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Some of it was.
What's her name? What's her name?
Harley Quinn.
No, the actress.
Actress.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
All right. They had a variety interview.
Mom would have answered you on that.
They had a variety interview with her. They had another interview with her. They showed you a clip of another movie she was in besides the Suicide Squad and this. Right. They told you a little history about her. You know, they go in they showed you in depth because this was Birds of Prey and Harley, the emancipation of Harley Quinn.
So Birds of Prey and the Fabtabulous Emancipation of the One
Harley Quinn. Okay. Anyway.
If you would have grabbed the cup in front of you and turned it around, you could have read it. Because that's what it says right here.
When
I know, but you can't read the
when
cup
we were watching this, the they light. Also showed some of the anime. Some of the,
the
history anime
the
of Harley
DC,
Quinn.
DC anime.
Yep.
All right. And then they did little trivia questions in between about Harley Quinn.
But the answer
some of the answers
Harley and Quinzel.
No,
answer didn't make sense. And,
they asked when she
first joined. When did Harley Quinn first join the Birds of Prey?
Well,
officially.
You want to know their answer?
I don't recall in the comic books, but she was never truly an official member of Birds of Prey.
Actually, by the end of the movie, she wasn't.
No, but they put it in 2019.
Yeah. They put it in as 2019.
For the answer.
That would have been when the movie was made.
No, that
was when they were filming this.
Or,
but no,
or,
the whole thing is, no, Harley Quinn never really truly was a member of the Birds
of Prey.
No, she
didn't. Even at
wait,
the end
hold
of the
on.
Movie, I got that at
you
the
know
end
why,
of the movie.
You know why? Hold
on.
You weren't paying attention. You want to know why?
Why?
It was 2019 because they showed it. It was in the anime series that it happened.
So
that
the,
was there was an
anime
series going
the
on.
Anime series.
There was the anime series
books,
that was going
in
on in 2019,
books, in
so it wasn't
books,
until
she
then.
She actually did work with Lieutenant Montoya and the Black Canary,
but working with them and actually
she did work
them.
With them in the comic book series, but she wasn't truly a full member of the Birds of Prey.
No.
And what the thing I liked about this movie is, yes, she was in it. And Margot Robbie, there's nobody else right now that I know of that can pull that role off.
Now, I have a question.
She was in Suicide Squad. When they cast her for this role in Suicide Squad,
she stole the movie.
She took that character, that cast.
And ran away with it.
And she made it her own.
Okay.
Absolutely made it her own. And at that point, there's nobody else that you're really going to be able to put in her position as Harley Quinn and pull it off like she can.
Well, as an actress, she also said that she loved doing action movies and she loved watching action movies. And so being Harley Quinn was like right up her alley.
Yep.
You know?
They said in the movie when they did the roller skate that was her.
She did
all of that.
She did all of that herself. The roller skating part of it, that was her. Roller skating on the moving floor, that was her.
Yeah.
We watched some of the interviews after we seen the movie. We went, and we went back home. We watched some of the interviews on YouTube that of her doing interviews about that movie and everything. And it was pretty nice. I mean, she straight out did good with it. I mean, I've never seen another person take it. Another woman take a role like that and just own it.
Right. That just, she blew that away. She totally, literally, I mean, that movie, it was a slow start. I could have seen it done a little differently, maybe.
Well, the thing I found cool about it is you literally had her talking.
Yeah.
You. She was talking.
She
to
was
you
telling you
and
her
telling
story.
You the story and how all of it started and how all of it began.
In her own crazy psycho way.
This is the coolest thing about this movie. She narrates throughout the entire movie.
I know. Yeah. In her crazy psychotic way.
Yes, in her crazy psychotic way.
I mean,
that makes it more entertaining. That makes it more true to what her character is.
Well, I'm sure if with everything we did yesterday, if I would have, once it comes out on DVD, we are definitely getting it.
Well,
I am watching it again.
You can't own the Suicide
Squad.
Well, you can't own the Suicide Squad
I know I missed
and then
some
not have the Harley Quinn movie.
It's not
I know
just,
I missed some
it's
important
not just
parts.
Suicide Squad. Actually, okay, the first... It's Suicide Squad. There's no the in
well,
the
whatever.
Beginning.
You can't...
Okay.
It's just...
The reason is on that. The
Hi, Clayton.
Yeah, I know. The second
is
one.
The Suicide Squad.
I know.
That is not, it is
but that
second movie
that
to,
first
to
movie,
the Suicide Squad. But it's the
The first one is just Suicide Squad. The second one's going to be the Suicide Squad. They didn't make it Suicide Squad 2.
You get hooked on her character in that first movie.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get hooked on that character in that first movie, and then they make that second movie that's entirely around her and about her, come on. You're not going to want... You're going to want to have that. I mean, that is a must-own... If you are the superhero people that sit there, I don't care if you're DC or Marvel or who, what fucking fraction you want. If you liked the first one, you're gonna love this movie. I mean,
well, this isn't even part of the.
It doesn't matter.
This isn't even part of Suicide Squad.
This takes place
in between it, actually.
Yeah, but it's all about her too. You know, it's like
it also kind of tells.
It's
it kind of
like her
tells,
origins tabulous, movie.
Well,
metabolism, emancipation of the one Harley Quinn.
But when she was talking in the movie, it was based on after her breakup with the Joker.
Yeah, but still, it was kind of like her origins movie in a way.
Yeah. And if you also noticed, it also told kind of the history of the Huntress too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It gave you the history of how Huntress came about.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I did see that part.
And then Lieutenant Montoya.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Montoya. You got to remember her.
Yeah.
She busted her ass in Gotham PD, and she got
squat.
She got crapped on by the guys. Right. The guys always
took all the recognition and
all
never
the recognition
recognized her
of what she did.
So she said, fuck,
I mean, they wrote
this,
that.
And I'm out of here.
I think they wrote it very well, except that they just had that slow start. There.
And then Black
Canary?
Black Canary.
Did anybody catch who Black Canary was?
Black Canary, I remember from...
Don't you say it. Don't you say it, because she is not.
She is not what?
She is not one of the original of the two, Laura or...
No. Green Arrow.
Uh-uh.
No.
That's Black and... But no.
No.
No,
Laura,
no. Laura
is White Canary. She is the sister of...
Green Arrow. On the TV series
that was Sarah.
Green Arrow.
That was Sarah.
Oh, no, Laura is Canary. Sarah is White Canary. Sarah is the sister of Laura. Sarah and Laura both.
It wasn't
have
Black
that
Canary,
power.
Like, yeah, no. On that movie. It's no. Just Canary.
No,
it was Black
that was
Canary.
Black Canary.
That was Black
that
Canary.
That is the daughter of Laura, the Canary, and who was it? She hooked up with. It wasn't Oliver, because Oliver got hooked up with Felicity. But Black Canary was the daughter of Laura.
Who's Laura?
She was
Laura is Canary on
the daughter of the cop. That was not
you
the
remember,
not
you remember
the not
the
bleach blonde one, but the other
no,
one
the
that
other
was
one.
More like a district attorney.
Sarah
type.
Is
oh,
her worker.
Sarah's
her
sister. Okay.
Sarah's sister.
Sarah. Okay. Sarah is you can find her on Legends DC Legends.
Okay.
Or Legends of Tomorrow. Okay, that's Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah's sister Laura, who both of them actually had
Laurel.
A thing with Oliver.
Yeah.
It's not Laura.
Or Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Okay, Laurel. Anyway, she's she is Canary. Sarah's White Canary.
Right.
Now, the thing is with Sarah, Sarah's a little... She's kind of a little...
She's
towards
off.
What Harley is.
Okay.
Because Sarah's been killed twice and brought back to life through the Lazarus Pit.
Lazarus
every
pit.
Time you go into the Lazarus Pit, you lose a little part of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many resurrections from the Lazarus Pit, and you literally
lost
are
yourself.
Done. You are a crazy motherfucker. Period. Okay. But Sarah's been resurrected twice in the Lazarus Pit, so that's why she's the way she is. She's kind of a little, you know, little goofy, but you know, a little crazy, but
still
there for people.
Still traveling on that right path.
Okay.
So, and then Laurel is her sister. She's Canary. She was, you know, that's how they got their premiere. She got her start on Arrow with Oliver Quinn, you know, Oliver
Queen.
Being, or Queen being being the
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow and everything. But
she started
Black Arrow or Black Arrow,
Black
Canary in the movie Birds of Prey. She is the daughter of Laurel.
Okay.
And I can't remember who Laurel hooked up with either.
Well, it had to be a black guy.
I stopped watching that.
You would
movie.
Think, yeah. Because
of
white.
The coloring.
I stopped watching some of those TV series after a while because it was
Didn't they stop the Green Arrow TV series anyway?
The Green Arrow is like 7 seasons, I think.
No, they didn't use the same actors in the movie.
No.
In what movie?
Well, Molly had just asked, did they use the same actors in the movie?
No. They didn't use from the TV series. They didn't use the actors from the TV series. These are totally different actors that are in this movie.
Yep.
But Margot Robbie is the same actress that was in Suicide Squad.
In fact,
our researcher over here started looking stuff up because.
All right, Black Canary.
This happened.
Lance was born into a family of crime fighters.
Yeah, yeah, we know that.
Larry Lance was a police officer.
We know that.
Also named Dinah. Original Black Canary. The younger Diana
her mother?
Was, yeah.
Also named
All right.
That's where the
original. Her mother, also named Diana, was the original Black Canary. The younger Diana chose to become a crime fighter at the age of 19 despite her mother's wishes to the contrary.
There you go. So the Black Canary in the movie is named after her grandmother.
Was her name Diana?
Yes.
That's what she just read.
No, I'm talking about in the movie.
I believe
yeah,
so.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I believe her name was Dinah.
Because on Arrow, the universe.
So the way that
the
read,
Canary,
the way she
her,
read,
so she took over her grandmother's.
She right. became she.
So her last name is Sarah Lance Laurel Lance.
Yep.
Sarah Lance Laurel Lance.
That's from the Arrow universe.
But see, Laurel didn't marry. She didn't marry. Because this one, the Black Canary in this movie,
her
she said still had the last name Lance.
Yeah. See.
So,
right.
But she had to, Laurel had to hook up with somebody. I don't know. Unless, wait a minute.
No, unless it's a younger sister.
No. It's
no?
Not. No.
Or the older sister.
No, it's not an older sister. The only sisters you had was Sarah.
And Laurel.
And Laurel.
Oh.
Okay. She is the daughter of Laurel. The one in this movie is the daughter of Laurel.
Okay.
I'll have to watch it again.
I'm
going to have to watch it again and watch it closer when we get it on DVD.
If Laurel hooked up with Oliver's bodyguard guy.
Yeah.
Diggle. Yeah.
That would make sense.
That would
make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but Diggle was hooked up with
people. Because the Black Canary is mulatto.
Yeah, see, I stopped watching it.
But that would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Really I've already, yeah, and see, they just started doing it. They've been talking about
because
online.
Because
Diggle
was also being a vigilante, too. He donned gear.
They've been doing the multi-universe thing recently.
Yeah.
Okay, she's raising her hand over
here. Okay, our researcher has more information for us.
In the comics, Black Canary's real identity is Dinah Lance. Goes by a middle name Laurel on the show, but in the episode Crucible, we discover that Arrow's Black Canary is actually Sarah Lance, Laurel's little sister.
But that's not Black Canary. She's White Canary, and she's always been White Canary.
No,
not
at the beginning.
Well, no, Sarah has been White Canary throughout pretty much the entire.
Boy, this one's
Legends.
Better than an argument. Diggle has kids in the Arrow universe.
And a wife.
That's what I thought.
Well, that I'm just saying.
Maybe they had an affair.
You never know.
No.
No. You got to think of this, though. You got to think of this. She still has the Lance last name. Laurel never got married.
That's why I said maybe they haven't had an affair.
researcher again.
It says first appearance, Flash Comics, August 1947. Alter Ego, Dinah Laurel Lance. That's what their names were back in 1947 comics.
Well, see, that's the start of everything. But
the thing
over the years of the comics evolution, there's always changes made.
Right. These yeah. We're talking.
That was the alter ego. Back
right. You're right. All right. Hold
but
on
you also
a second.
Got, now
the
way
movies
they...
and hold on, let me finish. The movies in the DC in the TV series aren't following the comic books.
Oh, no, they're
okay?
not.
Okay. Since DC has had some success with their television series of their like Arrow Universe, mm-hmm. multi, you know, and all this stuff, is a lot of hype's been around it, and they're getting a lot of good ratings and stuff.
Yeah, with Flash
and they've
got
it, and they kind of their competition,
Legends,
you know, competing with Marvel in the movies has kind of not been so great, you know,
because
they've
well,
been
that's because
Marvel's
Marvel
been breaking records,
thing,
right? But Marvel's been breaking records in the movie box
yeah.
office. So DC comes out when they make these movies. When DC's been making these movies, they're not necessarily using the same actors, but they're taking some of the storylines from their TV series.
Yeah.
Storylines.
So,
and that's
nominee?
What we're talking about. Not so much the. Not so much the.
You
the,
gotta read us comments. You can't just.
Not
let
so
us hang.
Much the. Comic book doesn't have as much influence on our TV superheroes and stuff today as it did in the 70s and the 80s.
Right.
Okay.
You know, when they were making
Molly,
movies
Molly
and
had
TVs.
Made a comment saying, I am really sad Netflix dropped those all those shows.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Netflix for you.
Yeah. They
that's why me and Mark don't have Netflix.
That's why I quit.
One reason why
you know,
that's
Netflix,
because you've
Netflix
got...
doesn't listen to the people anymore. They're doing their own thing. And they, and of course, I always had problems with them because I was trying to listen to certain things and or watch certain things, and it would sit there and freaking keep loading, and it pissed me off, so. That's why I went to Prime.
Okay, according to IMDb.
IMDb.
No, yeah, that's what I thought. It was because of Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Disney owns the rights to all of that CW crap now. And that all the DC stuff.
Disney owns the rights to that CW?
That's what she, isn't that what you're talking about? All the DC shows like Flash and all that being taken off
know,
Netflix?
No.
They own the Marvel rights. That's what Molly just said. They
well,
own
yeah.
Disney
all
the
Marvel
owns the Marvel,
owns
the
Marvel
rights.
Rights. They don't own the fucking DC rights. Warner Brothers owns DC.
Okay, anyway, can I
so, well, those shows are on
so
the...
So let her finish.
Journey Smollett-Bell's Black Canary alter ego is Dinah Lance. If we can safely assume that there is some semblance of comic book continuity in the story, then Smollett-Bell's character is Dinah Laurel Lance, the daughter of the original Black Canary, Dinah Drake Lance.
But that doesn't make sense.
That's
because, for one, she's too young.
So if they own the Marvel rights, that's why...
This character that was Dinah Lance, Black Canary, in this movie, would have been, basically, for the timeline, would have been too young.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
It would make more sense to
know,
say that she's the granddaughter
but,
of the original Black right. Canary
according
because
this,
her mother was right, just
hold
Canary.
Hold on.
According to
before
this,
goes
Dinah
too
Drake
far,
Lance... Dinah Drake married Larry Lance, and they have a daughter.
All right, hold on.
Which isn't that supposedly Sarah and Laurel's dad?
Well, isn't he supposed to be the
He's a detective. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they have more than one daughter. They got Sarah, and they got Laurel.
Anyway, but so. isn't this? Hold on. Isn't this typical of the comic books and stuff? To
Laurel uses
hold
on. Name or building
a yeah, hang on a second.
Isn't this typical of comic books and stuff to cause these little arguments?
Yes,
because
it is.
That
yes.
you
yeah.
Because they don't.
Not just
they don't.
Comic books,
yeah,
okay?
But
you got to realize
no,
these comic books the
I'm
way
saying
they're spread
the movies,
out. They're in different timelines.
I know, but I'm saying the movies and the movies
are a completely it different timeline.
It doesn't.
Comic
it doesn't make a difference if we're Marvel or DC right now. Or whatever. The fact is that every time they make these movies and they make these things and they do the origins and stuff, they leave it open enough for interpretation
oh, yeah.
to be interpreted.
Definitely.
so many different ways, and that's what causes the little arguments and controversy around. Right,
it's not really arguments.
Right,
discussions, because we're all getting different.
That go on for so that the talk goes on forever about these characters and these people in these movies.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing is, I mean, back to standards here. This was a very good movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And
oh, yeah.
It had,
yes.
It had, okay. And one of the things that was kind of cool in it, you know, Harley, you watch her get fucking just shit-faced drunk, and then she steals a fuel tanker and drives it into the Acme chemicals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where her and the Joker were.
And as is exploding, she's
walking away.
Walks away.
Didn't Joker do that at one point?
Yeah, Joker fell into a pit. Jack Napier.
Well, no, this is how Batman. That's how the original Joker became Joker. He fell into the vat of chemicals at Acme and survived. It bleached the skin, made him go crazy. Blah blah blah. With Harley, since she was a psychiatrist that fell
in love with the Joker.
She was assigned to be the psychiatrist
while he was in Arkham.
Arkham
the
Asylum.
The king of the Joker himself at Arkham Asylum, and
he got inside
in her
mind.
Head,
yeah.
Made her fall in love with him, and she threw herself into the vat at Acme Chemicals for him.
She got it.
That's how she became Harley. Now, you know, and there were some good points in that movie that she made too. I don't want to give everything away.
No,
I mean, people
want
to watch
it. But the way they did that with her narrating it was like the perfect way to go.
Like
I
said, we got to add it to our collection.
Yeah, it's
goddamn right.
It's a must own.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody that's watching this, anybody wants to pay attention to us or hear us out. The critics. I don't give a shit what those critics
are. I never
listen
to the critics.
You can't listen to those idiots. All they're doing is doing their stupid shit for the fucking money. They're not actually doing doing justice for some of these movies.
You know,
pissed me off whenever they said Suicide Squad was junk and blah 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 blah, and that made the box office for the Suicide Squad go down. They're doing the same damn thing to Birds of Prey.
Yep.
Birds of Prey is a damn good movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
All right? You got to watch these movies for yourself. You can't listen to these damn critics because the critics suck.
Yeah, well, Hollywood sucks too sometimes.
Well, a lot of the bullshit in Hollywood sucks as well because they're out there either rehashing something and fucking it up.
Yeah,
they're taking a great movie and redoing it and fucking it up. Or they're just
by
throwing shit at us and saying, here, this is great. Watch it.
Yeah. And, you know.
And then the stuff that is great, like this, or stuff that we, especially in the community that likes the comic books and the cartoons and all this, and this runs into all that. They trash.
I think, you know what I think the problem was with the critics? You want to know what I think the problem was?
What, they
it's
need
because,
to go get laid?
No, it's because this was like a comic book movie that got an R rating mostly because of how often the F word was used.
Oh, they dropped F bombs like crazy.
I mean, think about how often that F bomb was dropped.
Well, Suicide Squad was a PG movie and they didn't
remember
dropping the F bomb in it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. But she wasn't the only one dropping that F bomb but still. I mean,
okay, people, it's been about 54 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have to probably wrap this up. What else did we have that we were going to throw out there? Tell everybody to keep watching because we got.
Oh, yeah. Where's
my
ashtray
go? Ashtray.
I keep thinking it's over
there.
I don't know.
You trying to get ashes on my goddamn computer? I'm going to slap your ass. Anyway, the 21st of next month, we're going to start our new season.
That's all I need to know.
And
It's something we've never done before.
It'll be something that we haven't done before, but we are going to be out in the field. So keep an eye open.
It won't be live. It'll be recorded.
No, this one's not going to be a live one.
You won't be able to
see. All right. Haven't figured out how to do that one
yet. You won't be able to see this until, well, because of the fact that we might have to edit stuff out,
yeah,
too.
there's a possibility this one won't be raw footage either. This is we have some editing to do.
So this one will probably appear about 2 days later, but we'll keep you updated after we do the show to let you know when it'll be up, and then we will let you know what it is.
After we do it, then we'll do a show, and we'll let you know at that point what we did. And then
We'll go live on the 22nd, or
we may actually have
back
some,
if we got some time.
Since we're doing XSplit now and have this little program here where we got that extra screen in there, we might have a few snippets of what we did.
Yeah,
playing in there.
And we're gonna have
You're gonna cover
We're gonna have fun.
We're gonna have.
That's exactly what I have to say about this.
We're gonna have fun.
So you gotta keep.
And
keep watching. Let your friends know.
I'll let you know this much. Here's a hint that won't give it away. It will be a paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
On site.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It'll be on location. We got all these toys we got to play with too.
We've got some new toys, some new equipment, and it's something we've never done in a place we've never been to yet.
And nobody's actually ever done it.
Yeah, nobody's been there yet filming.
At least
as far as what we know.
We haven't found anything about anybody ever going in there.
But we'll know more later. And we ain't going to tell you until the 21st. So if you want to know, March 21st is the date.
Not the 21st of this month.
No. March 21st. March 21st is the date. We will be season 2, episode 1. We'll go live and tell them what we did. And like you said, maybe give them a little...
Are we going to do live that day, or are we going to do it the next day?
We'll probably go live the next day on the 22nd to let you know what we did on the 21st.
Saturday the 22nd, we will go live then.
Sunday the 22nd.
Yeah, it'll be 20.
Oh, that's right.
It'll be Sunday the 22nd.
Sunday
the 22nd.
Yeah,
because the 21st is a Saturday.
Saturday's the 21st. We're going on location.
Well, then,
I'm really looking forward to this. I'm excited. I mean,
we're gonna have to do a Sunday show again.
Yeah, this is gonna be a big one.
I know.
Which means we might want to start it early in the morning.
Oh, it's
into
gonna be
like little half hour snippets of it.
Never know. Never know.
Well, let's not talk while the camera's running. We don't want to give nothing away.
I don't want to give anything
this
away,
is a secret.
So I'll talk. I'll let you know after we're
this
done.
This is a good
here,
one.
So.
People are gonna love this one.
Yeah. I hope they love it, and I'm gonna have fun with it.
And
my daughter Kayla's going with us.
And just to end this before we end this quick, I'm gonna say one last thing. I want to thank Allison for holding the mixer yesterday.
Oh yes, definitely. Thank you, Allison.
It was fun.
Hopefully you see this. It was a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun meeting everybody and talking to them. And
I think I'm kind of excited to actually see if we can pull off being live that day.
Well, that's going to be awesome.
So
that would be awesome.
All right, so check us out on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you listen to your podcast. You want to find our links, go to www.utterlyinsaneproductions.com.
That's
we're out of here.
Thanks for watching us.